Makes sense, doesn't it? Listen, I'll tell you what, when God starts to change your life a little bit, you'll tell other people about it. You know, a lot of you people know me, and some of you would think, I wish he'd shut up sometimes. Can't. You know what? God has just changed my life. I've got to talk about it. But it's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. And through this, when God changed his life, then God began to open the doors, and he got into deeper work and was able to reach more people. And so it just goes on. See, that's how the Gideons was started. You know, you look at the Gideon organization and you think, well, when they first started that, there was a group of men sitting around a table and they decided they're going to do this and that. And, you know, and they've got a goal of putting out 2 billion Bibles by the year 2008. No. One man in 1888 was in a hotel. He had promised his mother that he would read his Bible before he went to sleep. So he, guess what? Satan will do this to you. You make a promise like that, and you'll open up your suitcase, and there'll be no Bible there. You forgot to bring it. So he started to look for a Bible, and he found one. And after he found the Bible, and he kept his promise to his mother, he had a friend, and about a year later, that the hotels were full. He had the room. They had the room together. And so they began to pray. And so what did he do? Exactly what this man did. He told him what happened. So these two men got together. And then later on, about a year or two later, a couple other men joined them. And they began to, they decided that they were going to put Bibles in the hotels down in the lobby, not in all the different rooms, just one down in the lobby of the hotels that they stayed in. You see, it's a God thing. When God is in it, I can testify to you this morning, being a boy from Frisco, little as much when God is in it. Amen? That's true, isn't it? Little as much when God is in it. So listen, you see, now here's what I want to present to you today. You see, 25 years later, they put out the millionth Bible. Wow. But here it is in 2008, and I think we've already passed the 2 billion mark. But see, they didn't start out to do that. This man here, when he started out, he didn't start out to start to 8 Bible studies. He was just doing what God had called him to do on that day. It's a very, very simple thing. It's a God thing. You see, you can't get a tomato unless you plant the seed, can you? Will was in the service this morning. I said, when he plants a tomato, he has, he has no idea how many tomatoes he's going to get off of it. You know, you have to start planting the seed. And so this morning, we're here to offer you a way to plant the seed. Now, first, quickly, let me tell you who we are. We're the Gideons are professional and businessmen. I almost say that and laugh. But basically, yeah, that's what we are. You know, we're professional and businessmen, and we're farmers and salesmen and all that sort of stuff, you know. But and we place Bibles in motels and hotels here in Benton County. We give Bibles out to school districts. There's only one school district where we're not able to present Bibles in the fifth grade. Last year we stocked the Lodge of the Four Seasons with Bibles. We have booths at Heritage Days. We do a lot of things. You see us around. I know you're familiar with the Gideon work. And we're very deeply involved with it, very prayerfully involved with it. But here's the point. You see, the Gideons are a missionary arm of you. And if you, we are actually the men of the church, because we're from all different denominations. This church, by the way, has the largest group of Gideons of any church in Benton County. I think there's about 6 or 7 of you. You know? 11?